Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa,
everybody. Welcome to the Miss Trish. It's all about the funny show. Today we're talking about prosperity. I hope everybody's having a great, great day. I want you to tune in, call us. If you have any questions, if you have any comments, if you have something inspiring to say, call us. I hope everybody is having a great, great week. Today we're going to talk about what does prosperity mean to you? How does it happen for you? Is prosperity in the church? Is it in money, cars, riches? Is it in fame? Maybe prosperity is just being at peace with everything that's going on in your life. I want to welcome you to the show. Today I got some great guests on the show. My man KP, also known as Hustling Man, is going to be on with me today. And so we're going to talk about some great, great things. And we hope to inspire you, make you laugh, be funny with it, because prosperity to me can mean 100 things. Prosperity could be sitting back with a good glass of some Paul or some great whiskey. Prosperity and not even thinking about it. Prosperity could be just me making it in life, having great health, children that are doing okay. Whatever prosperity means to you, I need you to tell me about it and let's talk about it. Today we're in such a bad situation in the world that people are getting shot. And we put our prayers out there to those in Chucktown, USA, Charleston, South Carolina. All my love, my blessings go to my family out there. So I want to thank you for tuning in today. We'll be back in just a moment with some more words after this song, and we're about to hit it off with some jams. So stay tuned. We'll be back right back with you in just a few moments. Call in or email us. We'll be more than happy to post your comments online. Take care, and I'll see you in a few. Check out this right now. Welcome back to the show, y'all. We're back, and I'd like to thank you for listening in. Please give us a call or voice your comments and or questions. You can call in at 914-205-5568. Also, listen in at thechosen.org and on my Facebook or Twitter page, Miss Trish is all about the funny. Today we're going to be talking with some of my friends. What does prosperity mean to you? For me, it could be just having a good day on MARTA, not missing that train, or not forgetting to take the northbound when I'm on the westbound, something like that. Prosperity could be just making those sales on your job, you know, making your boss happy. Prosperity could be anything. It could be money, wealth, fame. Prosperity could just be peace and health. What does it mean to you? I have to admit, as a woman in America, a black woman in America, prosperity right in today's society, prosperity right now can mean peace of mind. The peace of mind of knowing that I'm going to be okay through it all. That's a good piece of prosperity. And as I went through my week this week, not struggling, not always having what I needed, or even facing day-to-day challenges, I flopped on stage this week, and I thought it was over. But for me, it's not over, because the prosperous person in me is going to go back, and I'm going to do it again until I get what I want or what I'm looking for. So what does prosperity mean to you? Another thing I've been looking at is all the churches and how we preach about prosperity. For me, you know, again, the Bible says there will be those that have and there will be those that have not. So how do you talk to those that have not? Do you encourage them to keep on through the game, the life struggles, not give up? Is that prosperity for you? Or do you preach to them, oh, go for the money, the gold, the cars, the riches? Maybe prosperity, again, is just having a peace of mind. I'm going to bring back on my good friend. His name is KP, also known as the Hustling Man. He's always out there trying to get his, and he always want to get his, no matter what he's doing. And whether you see him on MARTA or you see him on the streets of Atlanta, he's always trying to get his. So prosperity can mean a lot of things to this brother. He's just an average man trying to make his way. How you doing, KP?
Hey, how you doing now? How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Nice to be on your show. Nice to have you, man. Well, I ain't seen you in a couple of days. I think I saw you in passing while I was on that train, but you was on one side of the tracks and I was on the other.
yes, indeed. I'm glad to be speaking to you. You know, it's been a good week for me, a wonderful week. And how was yours?
I can't complain. I ain't going to complain. I don't give a damn what they say. I refuse to complain. The devil can't take me out. I'm ready to fight him, too. So, KP, let me ask you, man, what does prosperity mean to you?
Prosperity. You know, prosperity, I wake up in the morning, you know, be a good day to wake up, to start off. The first thing I think of is just, you know, prosperity too. You know, that's just one of the things as far as thanking God for another day. Prosperity, mm-hmm. like everything that I do for as the day, you know, I got to make some type of progress. When I end my day, it got to be some type of progress, no matter what it is. Money, or helping somebody out who's homeless, or giving some advice to those who need it, make it a prosperity to them.
Got it. I can feel that, KP, you know. Yeah. I feel like God put us each on the earth to help each other out, and so prosperity might mean that little blessing you get in the bucket, that homeless person $2 or $3 that they might eat today. Prosperity could be a lot of things.
Just as well as well.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen. And I get that as a single parent, you know, once I was a single parent and, you know, I think I think for me, I'm prosperous in the fact that I got four black kids through high school.
Yeah.
I'm not a grandmama, and I don't visit prisons on the regular. You know what I'm saying? So So for me, I'm prosperous in that. I was prosperous as a parent. You know, prosperity can mean a lot of things. I think what I really want to know is, as a black man in America, how do you feel? How do you feel that you can help others who are not as prosperous?
I mean, well, you know, such as advice, you know, on Wednesdays we go out, you know, me and my brother of the nation, we go out on Wednesdays on Memorial Drive for those of y'all who listening who don't have no clothes, who's in need of food. Y'all come out there to the Memorial Drive to Rock of Age Church, and we also feeding the hungry, and we giving clothes to the needy.
Amen.
And that's prosperity as well.
Amen.
As I go out through my day, it's just a lot about, you know, showing the love and making people happy too. It's not only just about money, but that's how I receive my blessings as well, making people happy. And you know,
Amen.
If they happy and they go home and their family are happy, you know, by saving, they shopping with me, buying stuff from me instead of buying stuff from the regular stores, you know, which they would be getting beat over the head, like, you know, beat them like a cop, you know what I mean? Beat them
so
like
I
a cop.
So I guess that's
where
the name Hustler, the name Hustle Man come in, because you get out there, you get your hustle on some type of way to make a way for yourself. So tell me a little bit more about the Hustle Man.
Well, the hustle man, you know, I'm living life, you know. I'm living and I'm hanging in there. I see my money accumulating every day, each day. I'm networking, I'm stepping out hard. I'm talking to each and every person, no matter what color they is, because the only color I know is green. Green light.
Make it rain, make it rain. I'm a stripper on the pole. Make it rain.
Yes, the money is the green light. You know, we don't see no stop signs. You know, if you see stop signs, I suggest you just keep going and get that money. You know, just don't, you know, do no harm to nobody. You know, have an honest hustle. You know,
Amen.
So me, I don't see red lights, stop signs when it comes to getting money. I see green lights. I'm in an 18-wheeler mentally, and I just keep rolling. You know.
Got you.
Yeah.
I got my girl Kimber on the line. She says that black people can prosper if we just stick together. That will make us more prosperous, and that would be a prosperous thing for her. How do you feel about black people in America as a whole and the prosperity process that's going on with us as a people?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Oh,
how do you feel?
You know, black people, you know, it's a lot of black people out here who, you got some people out there that's corporate, that's black. They go out behind the desk. You know, I feel like, you know, me being real and folks that are trying to get in there with them but not behind the desk but working for them.
Right.
They working for them. They feel like somebody looking over their shoulder all the time, and the man that's behind the desk that's striving for power, some of them take advantage of their power, you know. And I feel like it's not nice, you know what I'm saying?
I just think
to the white man that, oh, boss, I am doing my job, and woo, and just to get a pay raise, they're not the black man. Down and the next white man, they can do whatever. They might be doing something that's not acceptable on the job at the time, but the black man behind the desk, that can be the boss over there, and the white man that's over him, but he letting the black man lead others, he can't say nothing too much to the white man because he's friend with the man that's over his head. But it's all right for him to knock the black man that's trying to work hard for a raise.
And look, I'm in that race too, and I gotta agree with you. on a lot of what you're saying, but give me just a moment. We'll be right back. Hold on. We got a lot more to say. I got people emailing me, texting me, calling in, and they got some ideas on prosperity. Hold on, KP. I'll be right back with you after this song.
Yes, yes.
Convict. Akon and Young Jesus. Trying to take it easy. Only way to go.
Y'all already know this.
And so,
hey.
If you're looking for me, I'll be on the block. I'm a thing, can't possibly sitting on a trap down. Because I'm a rider.
Yeah.
Only a slow survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top. For your get now.
Living in hell, first they give us the work, then they throw us in jail.
Hey.
Road trip, yeah, I'm trafficking the white. Please, Lord, don't let me go to jail tonight.
Yeah.
Who me? I'm a soul survivor. Ask about him in the street, the boy G's around. $100,000 on my wrist, yeah, life sucks. The club dog, I'd rather count $1 million bucks.
If you're looking for me, I'll be on the block with my thing cock, possibly sitting on the track now. Because I'm a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top for your get now. If you a rider,
yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Yeah. Another day, another dollar.
Dollar.
Same block, same drill, same grill. I guess we got the same dream. Or is it the same nightmare? We let the doves do it for us.
We don't cry tears.
Real. Don't buzz when mailman got his time. Birds at the judge.
Yeah.
I'm knee deep in the game, so when it's time to re up, I'm knee deep in the. Real talk. Look, I'm telling you, man.
Telling you,
if you get jammed up, won't mention my name.
No.
Forgive me, Lord. I know I ain't living right. Gotta feed the block. Starve appetite. And this is their day. It never gets old. When I was a juvenile, stuck to the G code. This ain't a rap song. This is my life.
My
the hood was a battlefield and I earned stripes.
If you're looking for me, I'll be on the block for my thing cock, possibly sitting on a track now. Because I'm a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top for your get now.
What's up, what's up, what's up? We're back. KP, you there, man? KP? Hello? Welcome back to the show. It's Miss Trish.
Yeah.
And funny with Miss Trish and friends. We're back. We're talking about what does prosperity mean to you. And in the meanwhile, I got Miss Pam from my message board. She says that prosperity to me means to end the racism. Then we could be prosperous. Also, I got Shalene from the message board says prosperity is having family that loves you and someone who believes in you. And I can get with all of that. I'm the same way. Prosperity to me means family, love, friends, peace, and harmony. You know, I don't have to have all the material things because if I got family and friends, I'll never be in need. Back to you,
KT.
Hustling man. But again, what does prosperity mean to you before I get ready to end this part of my show? Tell me one more time. Give the people something to inspire them. I want you to give the people, make it funny, to make them laugh, and give them a good message for the week. What does prosperity, round it up in a few words, what does it mean to you, man?
Man, you know, hey, education, too. Don't forget about the education. You can take that education and move on forward in life, but you got to choose what in the area of education that will move you forward in life. Because, you know, and the government, they got some areas of education that you take to trying to get a degree in. It's not the right area to get a degree in because the economical wise is not the right move to make as far as getting that degree. And a lot of these folks don't know that when they enter into school, these colleges just collect money. And that'd be prosperity on their part, but it's not prosperity on these students who go to college to take up a trade.
I get you.
Yeah, so make sure when y'all going to school and y'all make sure y'all do y'all research on what's economical to you before you take up that trade. First of all, you know, back to me, I remember back then, you know, when I was lack of knowledge, didn't know what was going on, you know, young and running out here crazy, you know, I didn't know a way of prosperity. I was out here doing crazy stuff. I mean, it was fun at the same time, you know, laughing, joking, drinking beer in the front yard.
Joking, I got you.
Yeah, you know, it's fun and dandy and all that then, but, you know, now you're growing up, you realize what's more important in life, and you start, oh, I need to take care of these things. I got bills to handle, all these things of these natures starting to come. Them bills starting to come in your mailbox. Oh, it's time to do something. I got to make some type of way to make money. Hey,
I got you.
Prosperity is a way of profit. You got to know how to turn 15 cents to a dollar, too. Prosperity.
If you don't
strive and struggle, I mean, everybody strive and struggle, but if you don't know how to do that, but you waiting on a job and you putting in these applications, but nobody's hiring. How are you able to be prosperous?
That brings me right back to the and by the way, Dion says that you're right, Hustle Man is right. Prosperity is education. And that brings me right back to what does prosperity mean? Prosperity could be so many things, you know. It could be
so
just
many
us helping one another, helping one another out. Unfortunately, we just had the tragic death of those folks in Charleston, South Carolina, sitting in church reading the Bible. I'm sure they felt prosperous.
Man.
They were prosperous enough to come to the house of the Lord to study the word of the Lord. And it's unfortunate what happened
and
to
you
them.
Know, that's,
I love.
That's kind of ridiculous, excuse me. And I got something to say about that. Like, you know, they ain't target, you know, the people in the neighborhoods, you know, in the black communities, because they know a lot of folks ain't seeking the knowledge. They come to the church. He came to the church. He didn't come to the black neighborhood because he know they already killing each other, right?
Right.
So,
well, you know.
He know he gonna, yeah, but he want to go to the church where the safest place, you know, because he know they getting knowledge. They trying to be, you know, prosperous. They trying to learn the meaning of that and other things as well. Oh, they
spiritual
getting knowledge.
Prosperity.
Oh,
I get you.
That's not
I
right.
Get you, spiritual. I get you. And one more thing before I let you go, Hustle Man, Mr. KP.
Okay.
Tell us again about that church that you help out the homeless at in Atlanta. You give me that address one more time, man.
It's on Memorial
Walker
Drive.
Age.
Right across the street
Memorial
from
Drive.
Office Depot.
Across
the street
from the Office Depot. And what days does
Depot.
You do this, KP?
On Wednesdays. On Wednesday, every Wednesday, at 12.
What time? At 12.
At 12.
So we got the.
Y'all come out there at 12.
And that's Rock of Ages on Memorial Drive across from Home Depot at 12 o'clock every Wednesday.
Office Depot.
Office Depot at 12 o'clock on Wednesday. So to all my listeners, if you got some goods that you want to donate, if you want to help somebody out, if you just want to go and share some bottles of water, it's hot, damn it, down here in that ATL.
Yeah.
Bring some bottles of water.
Yeah.
We need water. Help us keep prospering on and making our way. KP, I want to thank you for your time. I want to thank you for your love. And you just keep hustling,
no problem,
man. You just keep
hustling. Hey, I appreciate you as well.
I appreciate you, dude. We'll be talking soon. Be blessed.
Yes, you too.
Peace out, man.
Peace.
Something to my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne.
Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. You clock in, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need, and I ain't trying to catch up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
Welcome back to It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends. It's time for the 411 on entertainment news and whatever the hell else, y'all. Your family, we're back and we love to rep and we are live. I want to give shouts out to my people up back in Chucktown, USA. That's Charleston, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, and the ATL, All About Georgia. Today, y'all need to check out Braxton Family Values. Awesome show. I love those girls. They are moving forward. Also, this next week starts the ATL Birthday Bash. This summer coming, T.I., Young Jeezy, all the famous rappers in the ATL gonna be here shouting it out, cooking out. We in the parks this week. Also, before I close, I like to talk about that shooting in South Carolina. To all my peoples, keep your head up. Keep your head up. It's a tragedy, and we're going to pray for those families that lost a lot of loved ones at a most unpredictable time, if you will, in a day-to-day routine. It was just that Bible study, studying God's word, trying to be peaceful, trying to prosper spiritually, and yet here their lives were cut so short. So we want to pray for those who lost their families, and I'm serious. I'm here. I'm letting you know how much love to Charleston, South Carolina. Keep the love going. Keep the strength going. Keep the courage going. We love you so very, very much. So I want y'all to keep everybody out there in Charleston in your prayers. Keep all the people in America in your prayers. We can't keep killing each other. Black people have got to come together or we will never, ever prosper. And we are much stronger than that. We've been here forever. They ain't tuck us out yet. And we're going to stay here. So to all my people, white, black, yellow, gold, be prosperous, be in love, and be at peace with one another. We're going to hit you off with this last song before we leave, and then we're going to come back with our closing comments. It's called Be Ye Conscious. But in the meantime, I wanted you to listen to this song. Check this out right away. Peace to y'all. Be back in a moment. Thank you. Welcome back to the show, everybody. I like to call this segment Be Ye Conscious. Let's not be ye deceived. I read this in my word, my daily word the other day, but godliness with contentment is a great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food, clothing, and shelter, we will be content with that. So with this said, I find strength in my struggle, knowing that my needs are being met. Maybe prosperity is just having the strength to be able to go to that damn job every day, pay all them damn bills on a weekly, raise them children, love that mate, have that simple life, good health, and years of experience in living. Don't you be ashamed, don't you be afraid, and don't you be discouraged. Be ye prosperous and be ye conscious, because whether or not you're living on the high end on the of the totem pole or you're on the low end, the great thing is you're living. Your ass is still here. There have been many days that maybe I didn't want to get up today. Maybe the hell I didn't want to deal with it today. But somehow I had to deal with it. Somehow I had to live with it. And and you know what I'm saying. I'm still here. So be ye conscious and be ye inspired to prosper. Help your brother, help your neighbor, help your friends. I don't care who you are, where you are, what you got. Give them a good word of advice, encouragement, or maybe even just help them get through the day and offer them a couple of dollars. But whatever prosperity means to you, live it and live it well. I love you. I wish you the most of success and the best of wellness. May God bless you. Peace and love until next week, Saturday at 6 p.m. It's all about the damn funny with Miss Trish and friends. Goodbye, y'all. Goodbye.
Convict.
Three. Shoot. Akon and Young Jeezy.
Three.
Trying to take it easy.
Three. Shoot.
Only way to go.
Y'all already know this.
And so.
Hey.
If you're looking for me, I'll be on the block. I'm a thing, can't possibly sitting on a trap down. Cause I'm a rider.
Hey, yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top. For your get
now.
If you a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Yeah. Tonight I can't sleep. We living in hell. First they give us the word.
work and they throw us some jail.
Hey.
Road trip, yeah, I'm trafficking the white. Please, Lord, don't let me go to jail tonight.
Yeah.
Who me? I'm a soul survivor. Ask about him in the street, the boy G's around. $100,000 on my wrist, yeah, life sucks. It's Lord Dogg, around the count a million bucks.
Hey.
If you're looking for me, I'll be on the block with my thing cocked, possibly sitting on a track now. Because I'm a rider.
Yeah.
So survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top for your skip now. If you a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a soul survivor.
Another day, another dollar.
Dollar.
Same block, same block,
yeah.
Same green. I guess we got the same green.
Hey.
Or is it the same nightmare? We let the doves do it for us.
We don't cry tears.
Real don't buzz when mailman got his top birds at the judge.
Yeah.
I'm knee deep in the game, so when it's time to re-up, I'm knee deep in the real talk.
Look, I'm telling you, man,
if you get jammed up, won't mention my name.
No.
Forgive me, Lord,
I know I ain't living right.
Gotta feed the block, stop that
fight.
And this is their day,
it never gets old.
When I was a juvenile, stuck to the G-code.
This
ain't a rap song. This is my life.
My
the world was a battlefield and I earned strikes.
Yeah.
If you're looking for me, I'll be on the block with my thing cocked, possibly sitting on a track now. Because I'm a rider.
Yeah.
I'm a survivor.
Yeah.
Everybody know the game don't stop. Trying to make it to the top for your get now.
Hey.
If you're looking for me, you can find me on the block, disobeying the law.
Yeah.